Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is March 27th, 2023. Giving honor to God, who is head of our life. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you for joining God here with us this morning, a new day that we've never seen before. When someone is praying, put your phone on mute. With your phone on mute, I urge you to be sitting up. I urge you to claim, rejoice, agree, call out names of those in need of what's being prayed for. You all made a good decision, a good choice today, putting God first, starting your day in the Word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And again, good morning to each and every one of you. So at this time, is there anyone have a song on your heart you'd like to sing this morning?
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, Sister Marie.
Good morning.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadows grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Saved. I'm saved in his arms. I thank God for that song of my heart this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay, I was following that song on mute. Anyone else have a song or part of a song you'd like to sing? God can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Everybody can sing when it comes to God, no matter how you sound. Anyone else? I come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. That's why I sing, oh, oh, I can't turn around. I come this far by faith. That's a verse. Anyone else? Okay.
Father, I adore you. I lay my life before you. How I love you. Jesus, I adore you. I lay my life before you. How I love you. Spirit, I adore you. I lay my life before you. I love you.
Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, I'll go ahead and sing. I'm glad to be here this morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won.
Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you done it all for me. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you done it all for me. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah.
Lord. Amen. Awesome, awesome. Anyone else? I don't want to overlook anyone else. Okay. We would not write alone. So I hope you all enjoyed those verses, those songs. While your phone was on mute, you was following them to your ability. So right now, I want you to unmute your phone. What we're going to do right now, we're not going to petition for anything, ask for anything. We're just going to give God praises for what we're waiting on. He's already done for you, somebody else, or whatever you want to praise and thank God and worship God for. At this time, the lines are open. Let's do a corporate praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name,
oh,
God.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father, you are awesome. Oh,
God.
Good.
Father, in all of our
Yes, Lord. 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 Y
life to the Father. Inspire me, Lord.
Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Ghost. We just grateful, Lord, that you are powerful, God. You're everywhere, Lord. You see all things, oh God. All power is in your hands, God. And we thank you that the world is ruled at your command. We thank you, Father, today that you rule and you super rule, oh God. You're the one, God, who we can depend on, oh God, no matter what time of day or hour, God. You're there, God, and you're doing great things, oh God. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. And we just want to praise you, God, because you are the one who has done many great things down through the years. Thank you for just giving us this earth, oh God. Thank you for putting the stars, the sun, and the moon, and the constellations there, oh God. And then after you did all that, oh God, you stooped down and formed man in your very own image, and you blew into man the breath of life
So we thank you for breath of life this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name. Thank you, Lord, today for your miracles, the signs, and the wonders that follow us because we do believe in you, God. Thank you for Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, how he came to this earth. Thank you, Jesus, for going up that hill, Golgotha, bearing all those stripes. And because of those stripes, Jesus, we are healed, oh God. So we thank you for healing today. And healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you told us in your word, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for recovery today, oh God. There are those who have all kinds of sicknesses and diseases in their bodies, oh God, and even mental conditions are being healed today, God. We thank you, Lord, for schizophrenia, bipolar conditions, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for Alzheimer's being healed today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Praise you, God. We magnify your name, oh God, those who are so mentally disturbed that they're feeling they don't want to live anymore, oh God. Those who may be hurting so badly in their bodies, they want to commit suicide, God. We bind up that demonic spirit of suicide, oh God. I declare this morning that they shall live and not die. Hallelujah. They shall declare the works of the Lord. My God, I decree today that the healing spirit is taking over across this world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your name, God. Father, I pray this morning, thank you for the Holy Ghost, oh God. The Holy Ghost is the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages, oh God. And so, Lord, today we thank you for the Holy Spirit just leading us and guiding us, even as we pray, God, as we worship you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, I want to pray for those families who have lost their loved ones in the storms, oh God, that they would be just comforted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And what the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen, oh God, I pray, God, today that you restore double fold, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. So nation across the land, oh God. I'm praying, oh God, that you would deliver, oh God, and heal across this nation, Father. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we just praise you today, oh God, and not only heal the people, oh God, but we pray that people will make a decision for Jesus Christ, oh God, that they realize and recognize that they need you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So I lift the spirit of the Holy Ghost, oh God, to touch hearts and minds and thoughts, oh God, that people will ask, what must I do to serve, oh God, and do the work, oh God, that they need to do, oh God, as they come into the kingdom, oh God, to even tell others about Jesus and his love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. I pray for unity within our families, oh God. There's so much disorder in the families, God. So I pray for unity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God. I thank you, Lord, for protecting Yvette and her daughter, oh God, as they have fire in their car, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for protection, oh God, that they realize, oh God, that you're the one who saved their lives, oh God, and they will make a decision for you, God, real soon, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and not only them, oh God, but just people all across the land, oh God, who had a second chance at life, oh God, and those who have not had any scares like that, oh God, they still need you today, Father. So we thank you, Lord, today for joining, oh God. Draw, Lord Jesus, that they will come running after you, Lord, even as the deer panted after the water brook, oh God. Let the souls be hungry and thirsty for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a revival across this nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There's so much chaos in our nation, in the government, oh God, in our businesses, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you will help those, oh God, who are struggling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who need jobs, Lord, we pray. And thank you, Father, today that you give them favor, God, favor with God and with men, oh God, because you're the one who knows where the job is that they need to go to, oh God, and those who are already working, give them favor, God, that they will be elevated, Father, financially, oh God, and whatever other way that they desire on those jobs, oh God, in Jesus' name, Father, and those who have businesses, oh God. We pray, God, today that you increase and enlarge those businesses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will prosper, Lord, that many clients and customers will come, God. We praise you, God, today for that, no matter what the business is, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you will help them along the way, oh God, as they trust you, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We will continue to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh God, because you are so worthy for all the things that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Is there another that would like to pray this morning?
I thank Jesus Christ. Go ahead. Who is that? this morning. I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you right now, God, just for the rain this morning, Lord God. Just appreciate you, God, for all that you do. Lord, for the things you are doing and you are about to do in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for this is the year of recovery, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, recover all that was stolen or taken from us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, God, for giving us, hallelujah, the knowledge of knowing who the enemy is, that he's not, you know, the person, hallelujah, but the spirit that uses them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that he restores, he renews, he replenishes, he refreshes, he quickens us in the name of Jesus. I thank God for his healing powers and his healing virtues, that I don't feel any pain this morning in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for total healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And just like he did it for me, he can do for everyone on this line and not on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. I thank God for who he is. Hallelujah. A restorer of the weak, Father, in the name of Jesus. He is our deliverer. He is our defense. Hallelujah. Our strong tower in the name of Jesus. Our protection. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He is the great I am that I am. Hallelujah. Our Alpha and our Omega in the name of Jesus. Our peace. Hallelujah. Our salvation. Hallelujah. He is everything to me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, God. Hallelujah for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's on the inside of us and gives us everything that we need to make it in this world in the name of Jesus. I thank God this morning that we draw from that strength and that power that's within us right now, God. This morning right now, God, hallelujah, to do everything according to your will and your way, Father. Not our will, but your kingdom come and your will be done in the lives of your people, Father, in the name of the saints, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, so thank you right now, God, because you're not a respected person right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You treat everybody the same. You love all us in the same. There's no big eyes and little use in your sight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, because you are faithful. You are just. Thank you, God, for truth right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we speak truth right now, no matter what, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For being a healer. Thank you, God, for a spirit of laughter. Thank you, Lord, for a song in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Laughter is just like a medicine in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the joy of the Lord is our strength this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Is there another? I think someone else was about to come in.
Yes, I was. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we set ourselves in agreement with the prayer, Lord God. We thank you for this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Souls that came in and got healed, living, got touched in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those that need a touch, Lord God. Lord God, wonderful Brother Henderson, Lord God. In the Henderson family this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We're totally healing in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you're the God that worked miracles so great, God. There's no one else for you, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the outreach on the weekend, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, and the souls that came and got prayed for, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord God, because this is the week, oh Lord God. This is the day that you have made, oh Lord God, and we want to rejoice and be glad in it, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this is the week we cross over into the 40th year, oh Lord God, of our anniversary, oh Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray, and oh Lord God, for everyone, oh Lord God, that may have a sickness, illness, or disease, oh Lord God, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, Lord God, mental illnesses, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those that are going through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God, we pray that you give them the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, God, we just thank you on this Monday morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that name that is above every name, oh Lord God, for God spoken twice. And twice have I heard this, God, spoken once or twice have I heard this, that power belongs on to God. So, Lord God, we trust and believe in, oh Lord God, that you're working right now, oh Lord God, and all these situations, oh Lord God, where you work together for the good of them that love the Lord and call in this purpose, oh Lord God, we recognize that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, either have entered the hearts of men, oh Lord God, what you have prepared for those that love you, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless our children, oh Lord God, from danger seen and unseen, oh Lord God, as they go in the schoolhouse, oh Lord God, the young adults, oh Lord God, during the hustle and bustle of going to work, oh Lord God, to make an end meet, oh Lord God, if you rebuke terrorist attacks, drive-by shootings, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, accidents, incident, oh Lord God. We came to give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God. We were to deserve so much, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We had 10,000 tongues, God. We couldn't praise you properly, and every one of them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God. We ask that you sharp now discernment. Hallelujah, God, that our eyes have stand to be enlightened through the Holy Spirit of promise. And we thank you and praise you for this time of prayer, in this hour of our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray to bless Pastor Dolly and that stand at the helm, oh Lord God, the visionary, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless my wife, oh Lord God, everyone individually and collectively, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning praying in agreement with one another and praying in Jesus' name, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know what each and every one of us and our family members are in need of, Lord. Praying that you work in our life, our family's life, Lord, for our good, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that's in rehab, rehabilitation, Heavenly Father. Give them the strength, determination, Heavenly Father, to do what needs to be did, to exercise, Lord, so they can receive their blessing, Heavenly Father, what they or someone else is praying for them and someone else praying for them, Lord, for Heavenly Father. Praying for those that went in surgery this month, Heavenly Father, those that may be going in surgery this month. Already in surgery, going in surgery today or this week, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We praying for successful surgery results, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And a speedy recovery for them, Heavenly Father. Father, we praying for those that in financial need, Heavenly Father. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We praying for those that need jobs, Almighty God. Open their doors, Lord, that they get a job paying enough, Heavenly Father, to meet it more than what is needed to take care of their bills, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 a job where they'll be happy at, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that still are waiting on their miracle to come through, come to pass, Heavenly Father. Move on next in line for their miracle, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that may be out there hungry right now, Lord. Put someone in their path that they receive something to put in their stomach to eat their hunger, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for the homeless that's out there right now in the rain, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Make a way that they keep warm, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 and dry, Heavenly Father. And those that are wet, Lord, that they become, get some a place where they can be. Get dry and warm, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those that may be crying out to you right now, whatever they cry might be about, wherever they are crying out to you, answer their cry, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, we depend on you for everything, every breath that we take, every step that we take, Almighty God. We just thank you, Father. Oh, the work in our life, Lord. Those right now, their faith may be weakening, Lord. Strengthen their faith, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Those that walking, Lord, and trusting in you, Heavenly Father, continue walking with them and being with them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. whether they're going around in circles or not, Lord, you can bring them out of it. We're praying that you bring them out of whatever they're going through. Praying for those that are stressed out right now for whatever reason. Those that have Alzheimer's, Heavenly Father, memory loss, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Set them free, Lord. Set them free. There's nothing that you cannot do, Almighty God, but you are great and you are powerful, Lord. And we are your kids, Heavenly Father. That's what fathers do. They take care of their children, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know everything before it happens, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So stretching them that they'll be able to go through whatever they'll go going through with you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. God, there's no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for the government, Lord, that they do right by your people, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Whatever in us they be in need of right now, Lord, answer our prayers, Lord. For whatever we may need of. You know every string of hair on our head. So we're just asking you to work in our life, each in our family's life for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Almighty God. Lord, we look up to you for everything, Almighty God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, Lord. So those don't have peace, Lord, we're praying for peace for them. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those don't have patience, Heavenly Father, we're praying for patience for them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, Almighty God. God, we connect all the prayers to Father who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us, everybody that we're praying for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. But lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Heavenly Father. You are everything. And we love you with all our heart. We all agree with one another and pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So at this time, you can unmute your phone. Right now we're going to do, if you have a prayer request, testimony, praise report, lines are open. Unmute your phone.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I want to have a prayer for Kennedy. Prayer for Faith Hill, prayer for Melvia, and just prayer for the family, all families and marriages. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Sister Gladys.
Amen. Thank you. One prayer for the Henderson family, my good friend Deacon Henderson. That the Lord just totally touch and heal his body, touch over the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. We pray that God just touch him in a special way in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene B. And I just want to thank God today for the prayers of the righteous, which availeth much. That is the word of God. And so my niece and her daughter, they had been driving around. They live in Texas. And they got out of the car, went into the house, and they said about 10 minutes later, the car caught on fire. It just blew up, and it looks horrible. I mean, the whole front of the car was just, it looked like it exploded. So we thank God that they were protected. They were out of that vehicle when that happened. And so we just want to pray for Yvette and LeBay and also her son, London, that they will receive Jesus as their Savior. Also, I want to pray for all my nieces, nephews, and family members who do not know Jesus as their Savior. Many of them are on drugs, and we just want to pray for deliverance from drugs. And also pray for my brother, Roderick, who needs to be delivered from drugs, and also Tony. Tony did have an accident. Tony, I think his hand and his leg got hurt in the accident, so he needs to be, you know, paid. I mean, the people who hurt him need to be want to pay for that. So we just pray that God gives him favor for that and that he will receive Jesus as his Lord and Savior. So I'm thanking God for the deliverance this morning. Amen.
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 This is Glenda Taylor. I like prayer for my great nephew, Lee. He was just put in jail. He's 20 years old, and he's artistic. And I pray that he gets some help, spiritual and also medically, the resources that he should have as a child. And I don't know exactly where he lives, but God does, where his mother lives. So I ask in the name of Jesus that you would pray for that family and pray for Lee, that he would get the resources that he needs.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good morning.
This is Sister Mary Ford here. I would like for you to continue to pray for the revival among the youth that's taking place in different states here, and continue to pray for my sister Peggy, who is still looking. They're still trying to find a place for her in some sort, so she can get some mental services for her mental health. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Chris. We're having a real bad, like, hail storm here in Atlanta, and I just want to pray that everybody that's here travel safe. Amen.
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 Good morning. I just thank God for travel, you know, safe travels. I arrived here in Alabama last night safely. It was kind of a scary flight. The turbulence were really bad. I know it is all to do with the weather. And just to be able to adjust, you know, an hour makes a difference. I've been up since 3 o'clock, and I know it is a busy day today, just to be focused and be able to do what I need to do and adjust well. And request for prayer for my children to be protected and taken care of while I am away. And continue to pray for my niece, Mercy, that she will get all the resources she needs and the health needs she needs to get the help she needs. And continuing praying for salvation, healing, and deliverance for those who are not saved, especially our family members. Thank you.
Pastor means Galatica. For who to get the help they need? What was her name?
My niece. My niece, Mercy. Oh. Mercy is her name.
Okay, Mason, that's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, Lord.
Okay. So right now, if there's no more prayer requests, move right along. Okay. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10 says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. So we're on our way with that verse. Too many people go through life with this nagging feeling that something's wrong inside. Someone has said, I discovered the enemy. It was me. Are you your enemy? Are you defeating yourself? limiting your dreams, sabotaging your relationship, all because you don't like yourself. You have enough people and circumstances against you. So don't be against yourself. Don't think of everything you don't like about yourself or realize your mistakes. I've done so many wrong things, saying I've done so many wrong things. I am so undisciplined. I got angry yesterday. Instead of focusing on what's wrong with you, start focusing on what's right with you. You have weakness. You've made mistakes. We all have. But there's a lot more right with you than there is wrong with you. Quit beating yourself up for past mistakes. Quit dwelling on your flaws, overanalyzing your weakness. You're not a finished product. God is still working on you. By his grace, he's changing you from glory to glory. Have the attitude, I'm okay with where I am, while I'm on the way to where God is taking me. So remember, stop beating up on yourself, on ourselves, the past, and what we think about ourselves, and start looking at the good points. Also, always pray to have eyes that see the best in people, a heart that forgives the worst, a mind that forgets the bad, and a soul that never loses faith in God. Oh, yes. Oh. So, the scripture of the week is Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is a call of repentance to the dissatisfied, the tired, the overburdened, and the lost, to turn from self, to turn from sin, and to come to him. You don't just add Jesus to your life. You must come to a place of stark reality and turn around and come to Jesus. Repentance is bound up in the salvation. And repentance is turning from sin and turning to Christ. Salvation is believing that Jesus is God, that he came to save people from their sins, that he came to save us, that he died a substantial death, that he rose from the grave on the third day, that he ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of the Father, that he has sent the Holy Spirit to live in our hearts, that he is coming back for us. Salvation is also a humble heart met by God who revealed his truth. He is a desperation. It is a desperation that says one can carry the load of his or her sin anymore and turn away from sin and put his faith in Christ, that he can't carry it. We cannot carry our load. We then submit to his lordship over our lives. True salvation is turning from sin to Christ with the willingness to have him take control of our lives. So, dear Lord, as David prayed, make us know your ways. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the Lord of our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Also, what I want to share with y'all, the 16 tips to life, 15 tips to a happy life. One, Proverbs 17:22 says, learn to laugh with others and at yourself. 2, Proverbs 19:20 says, spend time with older people. Learn from their wisdom. Matthew 18:1-6 says, enjoy the innocence and purity of children. 4 says, work with all your might. Ecclesiastes 9:10. 5 says, that's Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, live life like you would live forever because you will. But we do have eternal life. James 4:14-6 says, plan as though you will die tomorrow because you might. 7, Hebrews 3:13 says, say something encouraging to someone. Be specific and genuine. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Give something away with no strings attached. 9, Matthew 25:35-40 says, help someone in need. Expect nothing in return. 10, Matthew 18:21-22 says, forgive others as many times as needed. 11, 1 John 1:19, ask for forgiveness. A clean conscience makes for a soft pillow. 12, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray often and be persistent. 13, Ephesians 1:3, count your blessings. You might lose count. 14, Matthew 22:37-39 says, love God, love your neighbors, and love yourself. 15, Philippians 2:10, bow to the Lord, better now than later. 16, Matthew 7:21-27, obey God's commands. So if we can, you know, buckle down to these 16 tips to life happily, then we'll see better days. So right now, what we're going to do is, if we're going to do a corporate prayer, if anyone came up with a prayer that they didn't put out there, what we can do is go ahead on and you add that at that time. So unmute your lines and come in, and let's all do a corporate prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless your name.
Thank you right now, God, for our blessing, our finances, Father. We thank you right now, God, for blessing our jobs, right now, Father. We thank you right now, God, for sound minds this morning, right now, God. We thank you right now, going to God, for going around to the home itself right now, God, and the hallelujah. We thank you. Every issue is
Almighty God, Wonderful, you know, you come here and we're doing God's work, doing his will and helping
one another. The word does tell us that iron sharpens iron. And each and every time that we get the opportunity to be a witness for him, we want to take advantage of that, whether it's on this prayer line, it could be on somebody else's prayer time, you know, prayer teams. I'm on the prayer team at our church, and, you know, we come together when we have that opportunity and we continue to see God move. And we just appreciate all that God is doing in our lives and how he is leading us and guiding us each and every day. So as we're leaving today, I just want to cover each and every one of our prayers and the praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we send them back to the sender. In Jesus' name, this includes whatever a witch, a warlock, or a wizard may have tried to send against us. In the name of Jesus, we know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that we will wait upon the Lord, and we shall renew our strength, and we shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Jesus, I decree that we are in Christ and we are new creatures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will continue to look to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I decree that when our ways please the Lord, he will make our enemies to be at peace with us. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that we will come to our grave in old age, like the stacking of grain on the threshing floor in its season, in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we will continue to resist the devil and he flees from us, in the name of Jesus. And I decree today that we will continue to seek the face of God, and as we delight ourselves in the Lord, he gives us the desires of our heart. So everyone, I want you to know that I do love you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom. God loved us enough that he sent Jesus Christ to this earth, and Jesus cared enough that he came down. He could have stayed in heaven and said, I don't want to do that, but he came on down. So we thank God for that and thank Jesus that even he sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. So everybody, have a beautiful, wonderful day. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.